Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It is time for the Great Dallas Mavericks Quiz, put together by the one and only Mike Bacsik. Whoa. No, not Mike Fisher. Does this mean I need to do a great Cowboys quiz or something? Is that how
this is
works?
Really fun. I could
Seems
do this
inevitable.
Again next week, too.
Okay. All right. So, or what about again tomorrow? Yeah.
No.
What about that? Okay.
Give me a little bit more time. I do have 10, I believe, quality questions. A few are Evan Grant questions where I ask about, you know, players that you'll never remember. But here we go.
I will put together a Cowboys quiz, too, then, for you, gentlemen. I am excited about this. Mike, take it away. Hit the music, Reggie.
No, thank you.
All
okay,
right.
So there will be a point per answer that you can get, but there can be bonus points because sometimes, just like how Kevin did it, there can be, okay, then name who those people were type of deal. Your first question, Mavericks trivia. The Mavericks have never played this team in the playoffs. A, the Clippers. B, the Grizzlies, C, the Hornets, or D, the Timberwolves?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention in the 80s. So I'm going to say the Hornets.
Okay, the Hornets for Corey. Kevin, do you agree?
I do not. Unless they were the Pelicans then, and that's where I'm getting confused. I'm going to say the Grizzlies.
You guys are both wrong. It is the
Clippers.
Dang
it. Damn it.
They played the Grizzlies when they had Pau Gasol with Dirk, and they did play the Hornets when they had – it was the New Orleans Hornets when they had Tyson Chandler, David West, and Chris Paul.
I remember that one.
Did I not say – did I say the Hornets?
You said the Hornets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Clippers who, if they have playoffs this year, they would match up against the Clippers.
Who did they play – when did they play the Timberwolves?
Early Dirk's second year in the playoffs. And
against Garnett. Okay, I remember that now.
Okay, question number two. Score's tied at zero. Way to go, guys. This is a tough question. The Mavericks had an 11-year playoff drought from 1990 to 2001. There is one player that played in the 1990 playoff series and then the first playoff series in 2001 in the Mavericks playoffs. Here are the people that it could have been. One person did it.
They brought
A,
him back, did they?
Jerome Kersey. B, Mark Bryant. C, Terry Porter. Or D, Cliff Robinson. Just to give you a hint, they obviously the last playoffs in 1990 was against the Blazers. 2001, they make the playoffs again. Was it Kersey, Bryant, Porter, or Robinson that played in the 1990 playoff series with the Mavericks or against the Mavericks? And then 2001 with or against the Mavericks. So they actually played in both
Terry
of those
Porter.
I'm also,
C.
I was also going to say Terry Porter.
You guys are both wrong.
Damn it!
Even though this.
I think Mike just likes watching Kevin suffer here.
Terry Porter played in the second round against the Dallas
Mavericks.
Oh,
for San Francisco.
He was on the Spurs.
Yeah.
So he was on the Blazers and Spurs, but Mark Bryant was on the Blazers in 1990 and the Dallas Mavericks in 2001. So he was part of those playoff series.
Mark Big Bear Bryant.
All right. Number three, tied at zero. How many Mavs players have had 40-plus points in a playoff game? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, or D, 4? How many players have had 40-plus points in a Mavericks playoff game? For the Mavericks, too.
I'm going to go A, 1.
I'm going to say B, 2.
We have a player on the board. Kevin, the answer is 2.
Yes. Nice.
For a bonus point, can you name the two players?
I'm going to say Dirk and Aguirre.
You do not get the bonus point. Dirk had 7 playoff games of 40 points or more. Dope. And Rolando Blackman had 2 games of 40 points or more in 1985 against the Blazers. He had 43 in game 1 and 41 in game 2. So it is score 1-0, Kevin over Corey. Number 4, who has the most points in a quarter for the playoffs? I probably didn't word that the best way. That was very Yoda of me. In the playoffs, who scored the most points in one quarter for the Dallas Mavericks? Is it A, Mark Aguirre, B, Rolando Blackman, C, Dirk Nowitzki, or D, Jason Terry?
I'll go D.
It failed me last time. I feel like if Dirk is the answer, I'm going to break my computer. I'm going to say Mark Aguirre.
You are correct.
Yes!
2-0. Mark Aguirre in 1988 had 27 points in game 4 against the Houston Rockets. There's no way you would get this bonus, but there's only one player in the history of basketball to score more points than 27 in a quarter in a playoff game. That is in 1987. Sleepy Floyd had 29.
Sleepy Floyd?
Had 29 points, and Charles Barkley is tied for second with Mark Aguirre with 27 points in a quarter in the playoffs.
People forget what a scorer that dude was.
All right, question number 5, 2-0, Kevin. Before Dirk Nowitzki, who was the last Maverick to wear number 41? Yeah! A, Sam Perkins. B, Terry Tyler. C, Brian Howard. Or D, George McLeod.
I'm going to go with Terry Tyler.
Terry Tyler for B. Corey, do you agree or disagree?
I, too, will go with Terry Tyler.
That is a good answer, but he wasn't the last. It was C, Brian Howard from 1992 to 1993.
Is that your Evan Grant question?
Yep. Yeah, Mark Bryant and Brian Howard are my Evan Grant questions.
I knew it wasn't Perkins.
Listen, I don't know. How many questions do you have, Mike?
10.
And we've gotten 5 already?
Corey,
yeah,
I'm
you're
0 for
5.
Now.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I just want to point out, because this is great, watching Kevin and his face is much like watching Mike last time or 2 times ago when Mike was very frustrated, because Kevin is taking this very seriously and he is very upset.
I was like, okay, when you said Sam, I think you said Sam Perkins.
He did
wear
41.
I was like, okay.
And so did Terry Tyler.
I don't think it's Perkins. And then you listed off the other people and I was like, I definitely don't know the answer. So I thought Terry Tyler sounded like a fun name.
By the way, the 4 people to wear number 41, Perkins, Tyler, Brian Howard, and Dirk Nowitzki. There's been 4 41s in Mavs history.
And you said that watching Kevin's face is fun. Watching Mike's face is fun still, too. Yes. Like, he's enjoying this so much.
I wish you guys could have seen his face when he forgot
22.
That we switched the mad. Segments. And when we let in, go back and radio rewind this after we finished the Montgomery segment. And he goes, all right. And then I was like, coming up next, let's talk about cheating in sports. And he's like, oh, yeah. And so he was really, really
sad. This is the only reason I showed up to work today.
Yesterday it was he brought his graded cards. Today it's the Mavericks quiz, so we better come up with something for tomorrow.
Question number 6, as the score is 2-0, Kevin. Remember, Corey, always remember, you had 0 points halfway through this.
Never forget.
Number 6, how many Sixth Man awards have the Mavericks had? A1, B2. C3 or D4?
I'm going to say 2.
Do you agree, Corey, to get on the board?
Jason Terry was the sixth man 1 year, right?
Well, I'm not answering that.
I also do not want to answer.
I'll say, how many were the options?
1, 2, 3, or 4.
I'm going to say 2.
You are both wrong.
Because I know Tarpley won it
in 1988.
I know Jameson won it, and I know Jett won it.
Yep, those are the 3. Antoine Jameson won in 2004, and Jason Terry won it. So you had 3
not giving any love to the Antoines.
are okay. Question number 7. Remember, Corey, you still have 0 points.
Remember, Mike, you were a bully in third grade, and you're still a bully
now. Oh, in fourth grade too. Trust
me. Oh yeah, in fourth, and fifth, and sixth grade.
It continued for a while.
Some would argue it continued up into this quiz.
No, I just said it is.
Who has the most points in an NBA All-Star game representing the Dallas Mavericks? Is it A, Mark Aguirre, B, Rolando Blackman, C, Dirk Nowitzki, or D, Jason Kidd in a single playoff game?
I'm gonna say Rolando.
Playoff
All-Star
game, game or All-Star game?
Single All-Star game.
He's trying Rolando to switch Blackman.
Rolando Blackman is your answer.
Correct.
I'm going to say that too.
Kevin and Corey, for the first time in the Mavericks quiz, you are both right.
Yes.
For a bonus point, can you guys name the year and how many points he had?
By the way, Dirk cannot name how many points he had.
Dirk Nowitzki is second. He had 22 points in the 2010 All-Star game here in Arlington. Okay.
It's got to be around that year that they made the run to the Western Conference Finals. So I want to say, I'm going to say 87.
Okay.
Nice. If it's 88, I'm going to be pissed.
It is 87.
It is 87. Corey, have you got out your computer to start getting the answers?
No idea how many points. Hold on. Absolutely. I can guess. 22.
Well, that was the answer for second place, so you're already wrong. Corey, would you like to guess over? He had 29 points as he made the free throws to send it to overtime. All right.
But it was
no 87?
Do I get a bonus for that?
Well, no, because you didn't get how many points. It was a very tough bonus point. But guess what, Corey? You have a point. After 7 questions, you do have a point.
Hold on. For the 469, do Mike and Corey secretly hate each other? Okay, first of all, if they hated each other, it wouldn't be a secret. But no, I do not believe they do.
Question number 8. You're on a roll here, Corey. In Mavs playoff history, Dirk leads the Mavs in every stat except this one. And by the way, Dirk leads the Mavs in every playoff stat except this one. A, assist. B, steals. C, blocks. Or D, three-pointers made.
I'm going to say steals.
Assist, steals, blocks, or three-pointers made. Dirk does not lead this stat in Mavericks playoff history. And he leads in freaking every stat. I had to find one stat he didn't lead in for Mavs playoff history.
I'm going to say assist.
Okay, A, assist, and you said steals?
Correct.
You are both wrong. Corey, your streak of one has come to an end. It is D, three-pointers made. Jason Terry has 167 three-pointers made in the playoffs to Dirk Nowitzki's second place. 149.
You guys hear how happy he is to tell you you're wrong?
That's how I knew we were wrong. Because the last one, he goes, well, for the first time. This one, he goes, well, you guys are. And I was like, nope, didn't get it.
This is fun, making questions you guys can't get. Question number 9. Corey, I forget. What's the score?
3-1.
Hell, I don't know.
3-1 in favor of Kevin.
He did not forget the score.
All right. These Mavs are top 5 in minutes played in the history of the Dallas Mavericks, except for this one.
Oh.
Top 5 Mavs in minutes played, except for this one. A, Rolando Blackman. B, Michael Finley. C, Brad Davis. Or D, Jason Terry. Top 5 in minutes played in Mavericks history, except for this guy. Blackman, Finley,
Terry.
Davis, or Terry.
Those guys are, I'm going to say Terry.
What were the options again?
Jason Terry.
Blackman, Finley, Brad Davis, or Terry?
I'll say Terry also.
Man, for the second time in this game, you guys are both right. As Jason Terry finishes 6th in minutes played in Mavs history.
Because I think Harp would be in there.
He is. He's 3rd all time. Question number 10. Corey, let's finish on a winning streak here. This one is a very Evan Grant question.
Oh, no.
As I had no clue about this one.
Crap.
Who led the Mavs in scoring in their first ever season in 1980-81? Was it A, Brad Davis, B, Jeff Houston, C, Tom Lagarde, or
Jeff Houston? I'm sorry.
Houston.
Okay. Hudson. I was so confused.
I think it's Jeff Houston.
Or D, Jim Sparnakel.
Whoo! Okay, hold on. I'm sorry.
Look, they won 15 games. They went 15-67 in 1980-81. Who led the Mavs in scoring that year in points per game? Brad Davis, Jeff Houston, or Houston? Tom Lagarde or Lagarde or D, Jim Sparnakel?
Oh, I'm going Jeff Houston. Give me Jeff Houston.
I like the name Sparnakel. That's funny.
Give me Jeff Houston.
I'll take Sparnakel.
And with the win is Kevin Hanglin.
Oh!
Jeff or Geoff. I'm not sure because it is G. It is G-E-O-F-F. Houston. I think it's Houston.
Uh-huh.
With 16.1 points per game.
Wow.
Over Jim Sparnakel, who averaged 14.4 per game.
Man, I want to go back and watch one of those
games. In 1980-81, there's no way they put those games on television.
That's probably true.
That is your Mavs trivia.
Okay. I loved it.
I can do 10 more of those, but probably not tonight.
From the 817, LMAO, Jim Sprinkles. From the 972, so good. Y'all have been my fave since nights, and now I love the KMC masterpiece. From the 817, I suck at this damn game. From the 817, I think I can win this. Just pick the most obscure answer, and that's probably the choice. That is a good point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.